Good evening, all. We're up to the fourth mitzvah, as that it pertains to Karban Pesach, and it's mitzvah ches, the eighth mitzvah in the Torah. So says the chinuch as follows. Well, we have the pasuk that there is this idea that you cannot leave over the Karban Pesach after the first night. Once you don't eat it, if you leave over even just a little bit from the first night, then you would have to, you're no longer able to consume it come the morning. The pasuk says, "Velo so siru mimenu ad boker." You shouldn't leave over anything until the morning. "Velo siru mimenu ad boker beishis rov." And anything that is left over until the morning, you should burn it in the fire. So it says, "The chenach shelo lo sir klum." You should not leave over anything. "Bibsar pesach," from the meat of the korban pesach, "lamachar aso," until the following day. "Shehu yom chamisha asar benisan." And he says, the following day is the daytime of the 15th. Of Nisan, Shu Yom, that's the day of the 15th. Shenamar, as it says, "Veloso siru mimenu ad boker," that you shouldn't leave over anything until the morning. Now, what we're going to see in just a moment is the question of, we'll hold up for a second, we'll get there in just a minute. So, Mishar She Mitzvah Zo, the Chinuch says that part of the root of this mitzvah is, Mashakasa Bishchidah, so that which we wrote four mitzvahs ago, Mitzvah Hey, which is Liskor Nisim Mitzvah, to remember all the miracles of Mitzrayim and all that God did for us. Vizeh, this idea that we were specifically commanded that we shouldn't leave over anything from the Korban Pesach is exactly like we've been saying. This is exactly how kings and you know, like very important people, this is how they act. Why? They don't need to save their food from one day to another, right? Only paupers who need to take a doggy bag home, right? If you're really a wealthy person, if you're a king, you have all your food, you have anything left over, you burn it, you get rid of it, you don't eat it anymore. So we are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after the first night, because this shows that we are kings on this evening. But Al Kina Mar, therefore, says the Chinuch, the pasuk says, "Sheim Yosir Mimeno," that if you leave over a little bit, "Sheisareif Kedavar Shein Chayfetz," but that you should burn it, because it has no meaning to you whatsoever. It's totally unwanted. Kederach Malchi Adama. This is the matter of this is exactly how kings do things, right? If they have anything left over, they dispose of it. They don't need it anymore. V'cholzel Eskor V'Lekboa Believe. All this is in order to remind us and sort of to like establish in our hearts firmly, Sheba Usos Man, that at this time on the Seder night, Ga'alanu Hashem Yisbarach Me'Abdos, that Hashem redeemed us from slavery, and he made us free men, and that not only are we free men, but he also gave us this higher exalted status. We are, we are kings on this evening. And says the chinuch din hamitzvah b'psachim, the laws of this mitzvah can be found in Maseches Psachim, as we've seen in the previous mitzvos related to this. And then finally, v'nohagetz b'zecharim v'nekevos b'zman habayis, this mitzvah applies to both men and to women in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ya'uver aleha v'husir, a person who does violate this commandment and leaves over some meat of the korban Pesach, avar Allah, violates a prohibition. But it's weird over here, because we said it's like a two for one deal, because if you do leave it over, then you have like a mitzvah to burn it. So the way it works is that you violate a prohibition if you do leave it over. Aval, however, ain't lokin Allah's, that you don't get lashes if you do this. Why? Because there's like a built-in fix. The Torah gives you a way out. As long as you burn it, you're okay. Shana Mars, it says, "Hanoser mimeno ad boker va'ish tisrobe." If you leave it over until the morning, says the pasuk, you shall burn it. Va'alachi, and the rule, the halacha is lav shenitak lase. Whenever you have a lav, right, a negative commandment in the Torah that's sort of fixed by a positive commandment, ain't lokin Allah, right? You still violated the prohibition, but at the end of the day, you don't get malchus, you don't get lashes for doing this. Now, the big question as it pertains to this mitzvah is, when exactly does the prohibition begin, right? We know when it comes to Seder night. Again, if we assume that Afikomen is sort of the replacement for Korban Pesach on the Seder night, so what's the general rule? When are we, according to the ideal perspective, when's the latest time we could eat our Afikomen? Right, midnight, chatzos. So if that's the case, the assumption is that the same applies to the Korban Pesach as well. You should only be able to eat the Korban Pesach until chatzos. So if that's the case, then when does this prohibition of leaving over anything from the Korban Pesach begin? Does it begin at chatzos, or does it begin in the morning? So based on what the Chinuch says, he says that it begins in the morning. It says once the daytime comes, then the prohibition of leaving over the Korban Pesach, that's when it applies, all the way in the morning. Which would mean, in theory, if the Chinuch was alive today, he might say that when you eat your off afikomen, that you technically have the entire night to do it, because if the afikomen, again, is parallel to Korban Pesach, and he says the prohibition to leave over only applies in the morning, then you would assume that you can eat the Korban Pesach the entire night, therefore you would also be able to eat the afikomen the entire night. However, in theory, you would argue that a person who holds that you have to eat the Korban Pesach, you could only eat it until Chatzos, and therefore you could only eat the afikomen until Chatzos, then it would mean that the prohibition probably doesn't begin until that prohibition begins at Chatzos itself. So if a person leaves over any afikomen, any Korban Pesach, after the middle of the night, on Seder night, then at that point a person will violate the prohibition, and seemingly this person would say that you only can burn it once the morning comes. And the truth is you can't even burn it once the morning comes, because you have to wait until the next day. Once it's not Yontif already, you can't burn a leftover Korban until Yontif is over. So that is one way that we can view it. There are those who say that no, one thing has nothing to do with the other. When it comes to violating the prohibition of leaving over the Korban Pesach, it's not at all connected to the limitations of when I say I can or cannot eat my Korban Pesach. So there are people who say not like that, but it is interesting in application nowadays, the fact that we say that the Avikomen is linked to the Korban Pesach theoretically, so that would then sort of be very applicable to this mitzvah as well. That brings us to the end of mitzvah chet, to the end of the eighth mitzvah, and God willing, next week we'll continue with mitzvah tes, with the ninth mitzvah, which is to destroy chametz, but for now we will stop right here.